Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta by giving them world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about what every business should know about developing a marketing strategy. My guest today is president of SB Lemons & Company, a marketing and international business strategy firm. He is a graduate of Amherst College and the Anderson School at UCLA Graduate School of Business. Our guest is a former director of global marketing and product development at Citicorp. We are excited about having on the phone today a young man who has traveled extensively throughout Asia, Africa, Europe, and Latin America, Mr. Stan Lemons. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sparkplug. Glad to be here with you.
Are you ready to talk about marketing strategy?
Absolutely.
Well, what is a marketing strategy, and why is it so very important to have one?
Great question, Sparkplug. First off, a marketing strategy is it's a planned approach as to how you seek to satisfy the needs and wants of your target audience with whatever product or service that you're offering. And then to the question of why it's important, if you have a marketing strategy, it will enable you to clearly identify and know how to communicate with the individual consumers or businesses that you're trying to reach. And moreover, if you have a marketing strategy, it will help you and really guide you in crafting your message to motivate people to buy or use whatever it is that you're offering.
So a marketing strategy in one or two words is what?
Bottom line, it's your guidepost. It serves as the key to directing your actions on who you want to target, how you want to get your message out, when, where, and how to motivate people to buy or use whatever it is that you're offering.
Well, what is the most important thing to keep in mind when developing a marketing strategy?
I think really there are two things. Number one, you really need to research and understand your target customer. And number two, and this is something that many people think about but they don't really do, you need to write it down. You need to clearly do your research and commit it to paper. And once you do that, it really helps you to be able to go back, review the material, share it with others, get feedback from other people, and if you're working in a team situation, it enables other people to know what your marketing strategy is, and the more people that know about who you're trying to reach and what you're trying to offer and the benefits of what you're doing, the more they're able to go out and tell other people.
And what's the best way to do that?
Well, I think when you talk about the best way of doing it, it starts with being very clear about who it is that you're seeking to reach. You need to go and do research on that customer base. You need to look at your competitors to see what they're doing in terms of trying to reach that customer base. And you need to be very clear about what resources and capabilities that you have. It's very much like writing a paper. I mean, it's sort of that initial research piece, and then you use that as a springboard to make other decisions about how you want to communicate with your target audience, how you want to price your product, how you want to package it. All that starts with knowing the customer, knowing your competition, understanding your resources and capabilities, and then using that as a springboard to go forward.
Well, let's follow up on that question. What are the essential elements of a marketing plan?
I think there are really three, and I've somewhat touched on them already. One, it's doing that internal work in terms of customer competitive analysis. Secondly, and based on that, developing a positioning statement, which means you want to decide how your product or service should be positioned in the minds of other people. In other words, how do you want people to perceive you, and how do you want to be known in the marketplace? Do you want to be sort of the McDonald's out there, that sort of quick fast food service, or do you want to be the brand that's always that's very much customer-oriented, very much quality-oriented? So, again, having a clear sense of how you want to position yourself in the minds of others, and then once you do that, then that drives how you craft your message and where that message should be delivered.
Okay. Well, how does your marketing strategy and plan impact the way you advertise your product or service online, offline, or through social media channels like Facebook and Twitter?
Well, assuming that, you know, you've done your homework and you've done a real rigorous and comprehensive analysis of your target customer base, then you should have a good sense of who these people are, how they think, what they like to do. And then once you know that, that will help you to determine, okay, if I want to send my message or communicate my message via a magazine or a newspaper, then you should have a good sense of, okay, what magazines or what newspapers you want to do that in. If you want to communicate via social media, then you will know, and let's use the example of Twitter, you'll have a sense of the type of information that people really want to hear from you. So as opposed to just tweeting about you're going to the supermarket, you might want to tweet about a particular type of marketing program or a particular type of whatever the case might be that customer would be especially interested in or that would benefit that customer. And then finally, if you have knowing your customer will help you to determine what the tone of your message. If you are doing something on your website, what the color scheme might look like, what images will really resonate with that target customer base. So again, having a strategy will then determine and impact what your message is and how that message should be delivered and what communication vehicle you want to use, whether it's the web, whether it's social media, or whether it's some form of print advertising.
Well, let's back up a little bit here there, Mr. Lemons.
Sure.
What's the best way and probably most effective way for business people to do research on their clients to get more information?
Sure. Because we have the internet. I mean, it's free, it's easy, it's right there. You can go online, you can look at a company's website. You can look at your competitors. You can see what they're doing. You can look at annual reports. You can look at, if it's a publicly traded company, you can look at an annual report. You can look at the 10-K report. All those things are very helpful. You can also do research simply by talking to people. Ask, you know, taking the time to ask people, you know, what motivates them to buy a certain thing. If someone, for example, wants to buy a hammer, something as basic as that, maybe they might consider different stores as to where they want to buy that hammer or what they're looking for in that. So the more questions that you ask, either through secondary research, which is looking at things like Google and looking at annual reports and reading newspapers and so on, or through primary research, which oftentimes constitutes talking with people or maybe even doing some type of focus group, all those inputs enable you to develop a point of view.
What about for the small businessman or the small business person what's the most affordable and effective way for them to do that type of research? Is it still the internet?
I think it really is. I mean, there's just so much information that's online about companies and just doing basic internet searches. I really want to emphasize, I think it's really important to not forget to look at what competitors are doing and get their information and read through their brochures and read through, go visit your competitors if you can, and then talk to people who may be using their products and services and find out, okay, what is it about that competitor that has attracted a customer? So there's not really a whole lot of magic to it. I think the big part of this is a lot of people don't take the time to actually do the research before they go out and launch whatever venture they're doing. And then I guess the other piece, there are a lot of you can contact a lot of government agencies that will have research just and information just available. If you're launching a product or service in a particular community, you need to understand the demographics of that community. You want to understand the income level of people, the educational level, where they are, who's in that community. And you can get that type of information by going online or contacting your local economic development agency in your community. So it's all pretty much relevant. It's all there, and it's just the information is out there. It's just a matter of going and getting it.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, tell us, in what way can your marketing strategy and plan help you grow your business internationally?
Well, that's a great question. And what I would say to that is I think if you, number one, have a clear sense of your customer in your home market, wherever you are, and you have a firm sense of what that customer is looking for and the benefits that they seek to have, having that knowledge gives you the foundation and really the springboard to look to other markets outside the U.S. And you, what you do is you try to find places and markets where there is commonality. Of course, if you decide, for example, to look at, let's say, if you look at Japan, certainly you might want to, and you would have to think about the language and culture of that market, and you would need to adjust whatever you're doing accordingly. In addition to that, you would want to look at the political and economic situation in that market. But first and foremost, it starts with you having a marketing plan and a sense of your own product in your home market, and then you can use that to look beyond the U.S. and look for other markets. And bottom line, that will help grow your company beyond the limits of the U.S.
Well, and finally, before we wrap up, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
First off, you can phone me and phone our company at 404-869-0406. And then secondly, I encourage people to go to our website, which is at www.sblemons.com. That's S like Stan, B like Bernard, LEMONS.com. And finally, particularly for the small business owner, the entrepreneur, or anyone interested in just starting a business, maybe you've been laid off or just thinking about getting started, I would say go to our website and go particularly to the training section of our website, and you can get information about our Winning Marketing Strategy training seminar. And there we provide seminars to train people on developing marketing strategy.
All right. Well, Mr. Stan Lemons, president of SB Lemons & Company, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Enjoy being with you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals like Mr. Stan Lemons. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in. And a special thank you to our producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job. See you next time.